Tout le monde a des textes ?
Sanje doma venda meje sanje ne ranam sanje sanje ne ne ma do do zrenje me dagba landom chenje ra dre dorje jo na dunga nyugo junje na zo da devje go de son zikba jingze de lande kanje me me yo me ye me ma ye ye me le jin do Tak barmenung, the gang, the sozo rang, the me, the way, the nong, the bakun, the chabad, dang, the rang, the number, and jom, the dam, junior, the land. Sim de rang, the way, 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 the way Rokan chese songwa bachin lu zangbo chobe chuche yin kun tam. Jarbe yabdo chorjan jarse soro mabe singe teme lo tu. Rakan sawo mandra dambe su rimne lanche lo re trama. Dechen kushin trebo terse pa yonzen lama juparche la. Doi ke dan lo dan de jingke trom da dan me ke nan. Rova kwenche dake che zamba tamche ke do dake chu tong to. O la so tan rova namkan tata nyambe simchen tamche che tong to. Zopi sanje che kompa rambo che do parasa. Tei che do tambe chu la tusan gom som che chun parasa wa nyambe. Samba san chun cho do tok che pa ngon do tante simbri cho.
So one begins with giving rise to bodhicitta, which is the wish to attain perfect Buddhahood in order to benefit all beings as vast as the sky. Towards that end, one resolves to make efforts as to listening to the teachings, reflect on their meaning and the practice of meditation.
Tātereṃ kyoyāti jīpchūn sāmbāṃ gōpīn zēpē sāmbī chūtī ngāyī nāni chūtān chūnyī nāpārī jēpārī.
So today's teaching is concerned with one of the five treatises by Maitreya. The treatise today's teaching is taken from is called Dharma Dharmata Vibhanga.
Derva te jo mevam jen zepe derva yihi nama namji je satye tanja te yugin.
So Rinpoche bases his explanation on a commentary by Mipam Rinpoche in Tibetan called Yeshe Nanwa Namji.
Tenen de chunyi namji de tsik nyung-nyung thong samukhita re tene peke jangin sundi tsabatiso lo lo zona kolo parpe, kolo sumpe chuke, kolo sumpe chuke yabu hikre.
So this text is very short or brief. Even though it is short or brief, it exposes the very profound meaning of the teachings of the Buddha, and it is very beneficial to study the Tibetan in order to acquire a knowledge of the Dharma terminology related to the teachings of the third turning of the wheel of the Dharma.
So
Rinpoche will then use the outline of Mipam Rinpoche's commentary. He says it's very important for those that study Tibetan to memorize the outline of a text, to learn the outline by heart. In this way, one will learn a lot of new words, one will acquire new vocabulary, as well as develop an understanding of how Tibetan texts are presented.
Te soenam je chore sanje ju komba to bi jondo gre kha khe ge chu che lob jong se pa te par ke je lob jong da wo de ga la lob jong de ma to soenam to ba ha go go yo mo do te non tho re chu che te so ya bo hi na te ne soenam je chore sanje ju komba to bi jondo gre nam ba tham jin jin bi yi hi ji jondo gre
so it is very important to have a knowledge of and understand Dharma terminology. To study for that purpose then means that one accumulates merit which will later on result in attaining Buddhahood. One should not misunderstand such studies and think it's like learning colloquial. Through it one doesn't accumulate merit and so on. That is a mistake. One should then know that studying and learning Dharma terminology, through that one accumulates merit, which will result in the attainment of Buddhahood.
Tene lakpar to lo tsawa lobjung singe tsu karchimpore. Ngoyin je po je lo tsawa tsuya chuchik riri tuenda tsik, tsikche riri tuenda lakaba chimpo che.
So in particular, it's very important for those that study in order to become translators to acquire a knowledge of Dharma terminology in terms of translators of the past, Tibetan translators. These would go through extreme hardships and spend a lot of money in order to, or wealth in those days, in order to find out the meaning about a single word, for the sake of finding out or understanding the meaning of one single word.
In it is a core marpa lots and namtari indicated your yavayere, parinsicale you have commas. So, lone yapondos. Lots are lobjon sepapot, marpa lots and namtatoso, lone yapondos.
Those that study in order to become translators should read the biography of Marpa the translator, which exists both in English and French.
Dor dona lobjong sepa kapso kangar kale kapo kangar chembo kase ji chona yagre soenam chigre.
One should know that the more difficulties one has to go through for the sake of one's studies, the more merit one accumulates.
La namthar ngomsar chenpo tsege re ngomsar chenpo tseya chik tene kong lobjong sepe kapsa kaba mangpo chepa tele ngomsar tsege re.
So the life of Marpa is considered to be very outstanding in that he went through great hardships for the sake of learning, for the sake of learning, so that he would be able to translate.
In Chuchembo, Chudan Chuni, number in Japan, the name Chepa La, Tinjaton, Tinjuja, Tinjaton said the Kesare, Mingham, Tinjun de Mingham, Tinjaton Kanyba. George sa jor sa se jete lo sa wa nam je jagar je ke ne pe ke le jor ka ji tene la pa la la sa sa wa George sa yong ge tong yong se jete chu dan chu ni nam ren ji be ten jun de yong ge jue sa kang yin ba yong ge tong jo ge tong yong ten ju je yong ge tong dan da tru pe ji so yoga tonda tsaba sabje yere.
So this treatise then has four main parts. First, there is an explanation of the meaning of the name of the treatise. That is followed by a homage to a specific deity. In this case, the protector Maitreya. The homage then relates to the translation of the text. So the translator who translated this treatise from Sanskrit to Tibetan then expresses his homage to Maitreya, the protector Maitreya. That's the second part. Then there is the third part, which is the actual treatise itself, the meaning that is, or the teachings presented in the treatise, which is followed by a conclusion, which is the fourth part.
Tene de sache to so dajor lobjong ba tsok lo lo zong go yuma pata ni yang sache jog lang.
So those that are here for the sake of studying in order to become translators have to memorize the outline and Rinpoche will have an examination later.
Sache de lo lo so na sache ti ting ni yang chek mang bo chek sar ba mang bo hi gre ten jun de ye kare so goro sache yang he bare
no
raba
no
tene de za main be chek sar ba mang bo hi gre sache ji ten
so as has been mentioned it's very important to learn the outline by heart. By this one will acquire new vocabulary as well as having an understanding of the structure of the treatise.
Tangbo ta saje ye nani tangbo de kap so keni lam sang he ni hin jan song do jagar ke do dharma te bhoka de kare bhoke do chu te yin do jar de te yin do keni hin jar go to sta jar te jagar ke do dharma ta bhoke do chuni jagar ke do bemba ga temba jase chi la tun ti da bemba ga bhoke do bemba ga se jit kar sa na number je pa jagar ke do kar ka bhoke do thik lever sa ba hi sa thik lever se pa sigar ho ya.
So first there is then the explanation of the name of the text. So in Sanskrit there is the word dharma, which is translated as chu in Tibetan. In English one could say phenomena. Here it relates to samsara or samsaric phenomena, samsaric experience. Then there is dharmata, which is chöni in Tibetan. It relates to the true nature of phenomena, the way things truly are, their ultimate nature. Then there is the Sanskrit word vipanga, which is nampa jepa in Tibetan. That would be distinguish, to distinguish in English. Then there is karika, the Sanskrit word, which in Tibetan means in verses. Chepa, chichavati.
Kisavati, tipatar, kisavati.
So then there is the...
Tipatar.
Well, karika only means tik leo. It's extra in Tibetan, huh? Yeah. Well, Shichawa is just extra, huh? In Tibetan. It's included in Karika? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, but the Sanskrit word doesn't mean that, huh? It just means Tsikleo, huh? Yeah. Tsikleo Chepa, that's Karika, yeah.
Kipate. Ta tetar chuni namji. Segre chuni namji ki jogube ten jun de ye tin la chuni namji ki jogube jun sin kar re sa no te ton da te chu kar re chu chin korwa dang chu chin korwa re Chunyin yangin le debare. Ten yindu, chuchin korwa tang. Chunyin yangin le debare rangin jitabu yinba. Manorwar tongjen, nambar njebe, njebe tsin teke do tenba wo. Chun korwa tang, chunyin yangin le debare rangin, nambar njebe. Senna, tene tenjun de yame.
So, the text then distinguishes samsara and nirvana, or samsaric phenomena and their true nature. It explains the nature of samsara and nirvana. The word chu or dharma in Sanskrit, then as was said, relates to samsara and Dharmata or Chuni relates to Nirvana. So the nature of these two states is explained in the text. So these two, Samsara and Nirvana, their nature is explained correctly without any mistakes. So these two, Samsara and Nirvana, are distinguished correctly without any mistakes.
Ne tenju je mengam chin chin ji tan da ya bu xin yang lo de den de bi ju zu tong dor de ba xi to go yer kar re sa na chun kor ba da chun yin yang yin len de be de ba so so se de xie ba yin ba to to go yer.
So if one knows what the name of a text means, this means one has a brief understanding of what the text expresses. As in this case, one will know that this text relates to distinguishing samsara and nirvana, explaining the natures of these two.
Then George Sar. George Sar the Karel Sansavare Sena Hena Gombo Samba La Sansa Lohi. Then Egyptian Samba Gombo La Sansavare.
Then this is followed by the translator's homage, in this case to Maitreya, the protector of beings, Maitreya.
Donc le deuxième point dont on a parlé dans le plan, le premier étant le.
Gombo Hibeton Karel Sena. Rova tamje je jab dangon ye de jorbe serna tinin gombo hi jobare.
So Maitreya is referred to as a protector. He is then the protector of beings. Beings can take refuge in him in this sense and thus protect them from samsaric suffering. In this sense he is then the or a protector of beings.
Tene sambahi betuenda samba chenpo dan denbe yun ting ji go ne yobare.
So Maitreya is Champa in Tibetan, which means loving kindness, or the one who has love for beings. He has this quality.
Kanga lama so samba chenpo dan tenbe yuntenje gonde ta kore samba.
So, Maitreya is the one who has great love for beings. He has this quality.
Sambandeva de Kanga Chasanghi. Samba Chembo Tan Dembe. You intend to go ne? Samba Chembo, you intend that Dembe go ne? Sancho Sambandeva ne? Sanju sempe ne capso yang, tinla, samba yogre, samba cigre. San jeb capso yang, samba cigre. San jeje pardo, samba hisab, tinje trapa mundurva. Samba hibben tinje trapa de mundurvare, meban dogmare. Sanju sempe ne capso yang, samba chimbo de dembe chani, samba hin tin yons trapare. San jeb ne capso yang, san je samba hi jubare. Sanje samba hi trapa imbecena, same je trapa mundurva. Trapa sejete samba hi, same trape, keda, dao. Trapa de mundurva de, meban dogmare. Tene Jeva jig tope, such a juntal nebare, Jeva jig topare, tene sangig. Jeva jig topa. Jeva jig ne, tene sangiaber and jure, not Jeva jig tope, Sancho samba. Jervisabo. Sancho samba chimbo. Sancho samba chimbore. Tata gava yubre. Tata gadin yoba. Tata gadin yoba. Yong denin zebabo. Yoba tela. Yong yoba. Chudan chuni number and jib. Yong denin zebabo tela. Deni la. Deni lozawa. Taki. Lozawa namji. Tanda. Jagar jike ni pula peke to jurba kapso, jornze pe tomaram, tangpur, gosom kupa chimbu, lu kupa, nga kupa, yi kupa de gosom kupa chimbu, goni, santa loki, jurban zebain. Hoya.
So, Maitreya, that name then means the one who has great love or compassion, that is for sentient beings, the one who has this quality. And it's not my name. So Maitreya has this name. It relates to the period during which he is a bodhisattva, as well as having attained enlightenment, both as a bodhisattva and a Buddha, he will have his name, Maitreya, the one who has great love and compassion, that is for sentient beings. And Maitreya is then a great bodhisattva, who at this point resides in the Tushita heaven. He is at the end of the 10th Bhumi or Bodhisattva level. He will attain Buddhahood within or the Keva Chikitopa Kutse. So he will attain Buddhahood in his next lifetime, that is, he's a bodhisattva at the end of the 10th Bhumi or bodhisattva level. So the translator's homage then relates to this. Translators of these treatises then begin by paying homage to Maitreya through body, speech, and mind.
Teta vata tenju jurva kapso lakpala la san sar gobe jumtsin kanyi nyamna samna. Te jurva la parche me pata jorn thar simpe gubayamare.
So one may wonder what the reason is for starting out a translation by paying homage to a deity. Well, this is done in order to dispel obstacles in terms of the translation, as well as being able to complete it.
Gopache lakpala la san sarvati jorva poti hirab da denpa chikpa mayimpa tepa da denpa yimpa yang kotokre.
So one can also understand from this that the translator or the translators in this case are people or individuals that not only have great knowledge and wisdom, they also have devotion. So the translators are individuals that have unified knowledge and devotion, or wisdom and devotion.
Tepa meba ina tene Georgia batisim jinla hida pin to goyomar.
So if the translator is an intelligent person that lacks devotion, then the translation will not come to benefit others.
Degen don Yoruba potela tene ningje gogre ningje semina Yoruba potela hirap jone yang ningje semina yang jorte ki hirap ingoyomar.
So the translator also must be a person, must be a compassionate person, someone that is intelligent but lacks compassion and translates. That person's translations will not come to benefit others.
Namien pa ba zhen de mena tene jorn tar sin de gumare
jorn la pa che. As well must be a person that keeps away from distraction, otherwise the translation will never be completed.
Ta sab che sun ba re sa ba sa che sun ba kar yong ton re sa ba sa che sun ba yong ton la ta sa che ka che yure sa na ten ju zong ba len ju pe Yenla tang Zomba se de Zam Jabare. Then you Zomba Lenjupe Yenla tang Zamsa ten you Lujeran yin near Lucija de ten you Oma ten you Yong Oma nearby. Oh, yeah.
Ten you Zomba
Lajupe Yenla. You party go over. Ten by
the city.
Then Dortin Tower, the cups and Dortin.
Yeah. Dortin Cover.
Tell and Juba.
Yeah.
To end on the cups and Dortin.
So then there is the third part, which is divided into two subdivisions. There is a brief exposition.
Sambar Tanjava. Samkin is a Tanjava.
Oh,
not
a Shandasika.
Oh, yeah.
Ten chut son pa la jupe yen la.
Rere.
Tene sam chava ten chigi lumuni.
Lumere.
La re tene.
De sam
son pa dam chava kavajar go.
Dortin da dam chava da.
Nyam po.
Rere.
Yeah. So first there is then the resolution of the author of the text to compose the text or the treatise, followed by a brief exposition of the text as a whole. Then there is the third part, which is the actual treatise, the exposition itself.
Dela Tangbo Ta Tenju Zomba Lenju Yinla ne Hine Kan Hi Yong So Pang Sa Hing. Hine, Hine, Tone, Hakone, Kanke, Yonso Pamara Savate, Karre Sena, Korvani Inchen. Hine Pansate, Korvare, Korvani Inchen. Take the Kanke, Hine, Yonso Pamara Savate, Karre, Korvani Inchen, Korvare, Korva Hine Pango. Yenga hien nungoso mido sa, tele yin to jorba de karre, hien yonso panza tele yin to jorba de karre sana, tele yin to jorba, gaihin ne, nungoso mido sa, hien nungoso de savayore, hien nungoso de sa goya de karre, nyangilin de bare. Dor dona, hine, korva. Hine pangogre, nyangin de ba hine, nyande mondo sagogre. Tipata.
So, first is the brief exposition. The text then says that
Savajik Jor, the name Deva Yangta Gora.
The text first mentions that one should have an understanding, that is, an understanding of what is to be given up, namely samsara, and what is to be attained or actualized, namely nirvana. So one develops an understanding of samsara relating to the way in which things appear, the way in which phenomena or existence appear. Having an understanding of the nature of samsara, then one gives it up and actualizes or attains nirvana, which is different from nirvana. It's, so to speak, the opposite of samsara.
Sorry, samsara. Korva konta. Korva konta.
What? Jamsu? No, it's only this.
Ta te tendan dor dona tarpa tan tam chen chen ba duparin dope kansa ki hisa tan pansa ni re hina pamar sava ten korva re hine Mondo Savate, Yangil de Paris.
She said, Corvare.
Meme, Hine, Palmer Savata, Hine, Mondo Sava.
No.
She said, the woman de la Jarjore.
Lassa.
Corva Hine Pangore,
Larry.
Nyande Hine Mondo Sacro.
Larry.
Ah, rare.
So. Then, an individual that wants to attain liberation, omniscience, that is Buddhahood, then, as the text mentions, should develop an understanding of what samsara is. In dependence upon this understanding, he or she will then be able to abandon or give up samsara or samsaric existence. Such an individual should also develop an understanding of what nirvana is, liberation or Buddhahood, what it is. Then, independent upon that understanding, this individual would practice in order to attain or actualize that state, namely Buddhahood or nirvana.
Ranji ji pungpo ngā te rāngkāng korvā re. Ranji ji pungpo ngā māpāng na rāng korvā la mātruvā re. Yīnji ji pungpo ngā te yīnji korvā re. Kāsā yīndā pungpo māpāng na yīn korvā la mātruvā re.
So, samsara or samsaric existence here relates to the five skandhas or aggregates. There is then one's personal experience or one's personal experience, physical and mental, which then is made up of the five skandhas, and the samsaric experience of others, which relate to their physical and mental experiences, that their experience is made up as well of the five skandhas. Now, in order to abandon or give up samsaric existence, one then oneself and others then must, so to speak, give up or abandon the five skandhas.
Tina Tedan Tini Namieva Seban don the Tengin that Samso. In everything he gave. Chiran so gradual of John Batso and Deva Ting Jango, Deva the Savanika. Jun Tina, Junzi Tisena Jibanamje. Junzi Tisena Jibanamje, he can. Panlang to Savangopo, Panlang to Savangopo, the Karasana, Panza the Lansangopo, the Karasana, and that's on the Sepe. Karasana, Panzane, Korva Samre, Lansan Yangil in Depare, Tinile, Yomare, that's on the Sepe now, Tele him, maybe now, Conde, Te Dag and Sini, Ta Panzan Korvare. Topsanyang, Lansanyang Inlin Deba Yimba Tisena, Konde Te Dagen Tsinyi, Korvatang, Panzang Korvatang, Lansanyang De Tinyije Tsinyi. Tsinyi Sijite Tir Nesur Momatere, Rangintere, Te Dagen Tsinyi, Jetabo. Jetabo Jetabo Hine Jetaba Jetar Yimba de Hine de Yete Nordo Hine Jetaba Yin de Hine Sinje Malo Betor Sinje Malo Betor Manor Betorje Nambar and Jebar Sebar and Done Conde Conde de Yevate Sinja Maloba Manorva Yeva Separ and Dune Papa Samba Ducky Papa Samba Ducky Tenju Chambon De Hirab the Ninji Ninji Chambu Samso Hirab the Ninji the Debugon Samso. Oh, yeah.
So now comes then the resolution or decision of the author. To compose the text. So the commentary says that I, Maitreya, out of, well, wishing to. So Maitreya here says that he, out of compassion for beings and with wisdom and knowledge, has composed this text. He has done so for the following purpose. He then wishes to or wants to distinguish samsara and nirvana in an unmistaken way. He wants to explain their natures, the nature of samsara and the nature of nirvana. He wants to explain that in relation to what is to be adopted and what is to be given up, there is, well, in relation to what is to be adopted and what is to be given up, there is nothing to be explained or mentioned other than these two, namely samsara and nirvana. In relation to what is to be adopted and what is to be given up, one needs to have an understanding of the nature of samsara and nirvana. Nothing other than that, or nothing else, has to be understood. Therefore, he has composed this text out of great love and compassion and with knowledge, wishing to or wanting to distinguish these two, namely samsara and nirvana, in an unmistaken way, wishing to explain the nature of samsara and the nature of nirvana.
So
this verse then sums up the teaching in this text, what this text expresses. This verse also then contains the resolution of the author to compose the text.
Take some tire, Marete, Jose, Yonsu Zogba, Tolu.